the young cast of Arts Live Theater's production of Bang Bang You're Dead last week, warming up before a rehearsal. The play examines school shootings, their consequences, and their origins. William Mastromonte's script takes us inside a jail cell after a teenager has killed several of his classmates. While in the cell, he imagines what his victims might say to him now. A powerful production, it's rated PG, and is one of the most serious plays in tone tackled yet by Arts Live Theater. The production opens tomorrow night at the Arts Live Theater on Sang Avenue in Fayetteville. Between these exercises and the beginning of the rehearsal, we asked the members of the cast some questions, including what attracted you to this play, the desire to act, the nature of the script, or something else.
Cole Borgstadt. I was attracted to this play just because it was more serious than a lot of the shows Arts Live's done, and it was a different type of theater for me.
Coleman Clark. At school, it is like we have IOC drills, meaning intruder on campus drills, just in case anything like this ever does happen at any of the Fayetteville public schools. So it does get mentioned during the year at schools.
What would you say to someone who says, boy, this just doesn't seem like appropriate material, or you guys seem awfully young for this?
I'm Blair Blankenship. I would say that this is, it'd be more appropriate for kids our age to do this than, say, adults, because, you know, when people your age tend to do something, you tend to connect more, and it is a lot more prominent nowadays, and kids need to learn not only about school shootings, but that, like, bullying can lead to someone doing that, so they just need to learn more about how it is more prominent.
Zach Stoltz, it's a little bit easier to be desensitized to it, I think, if you're seeing this done by adults. Like, it's a little less shocking, and it's a little less like in your face, I guess, because you see kids doing tackling this really serious play, so it makes it stand out a whole lot more, and it grabs a lot more attention that way than just seeing adults do something serious.
I'm Austin Ross. I think it's important that we do these kinds of plays, especially about this, because these things do happen, but they don't just happen at the turn of a moment. There are warning signs and things that lead up to it, and there are things that can be done.
To a person, the 15-member cast is excited about this weekend's shows. 14 of the 15 actors have been involved in previous Arts Live productions. I asked them what it is about being on stage that makes them want to spend nearly every night rehearsing in advance of the play.
I'm Ben Kiklak, and it's like for, you know, 45 minutes, like an hour and a half, for a lot of people that don't know you, you can be someone else entirely, and you're not you, and it's completely another person, and you can be anybody you want to be to people who have no predetermined idea of who you are, and that's really cool.
Melody Hent. Well, I think whenever you're in a production like this, you try to relate to the people, but you also try to be the character, because it's more personal if you're the character, but you also want to relate it to yourself.
But that's hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to do, but the more you think about it, the easier it is, I think.
I think because of the emotional intensity of this show, it's really easy to get swept up in your characters into all this anger and all this grief and doubt and all of these emotions. It's just easier to put yourself away for a while so that you can really be who the character needs you to be this voice for, like, because of the subject material, it's easier to identify and just really get into being the voice of all these people who never got to speak.
I personally find it easier to find the character in me and bring my personal experiences and myself into the character and then live that character's life.
Hi, I'm Tori Butler. Before I came to Arts Live, I was such a shy child. Like, I felt like I didn't fit in anywhere. But when I came here, I started up feeling like I was a part of something, finally. And I started making so many good friends, and I felt like I was finally a part of something, and this has always felt like a second home to me.
Aww.
Some of the 15 members of the cast from Arts Live Theater's production of Bang Bang, You're Dead. The play opens tomorrow night at 7 at the Arts Live Theater at 818 North Sang Avenue in Fayetteville. There will be 4 more performances over the course of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can hear from the show's director, Aaron Hagar, at our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com. And later on this edition of Ozarks, Bob Ford, the artistic director of Theater Squared, helps us continue our series on great openings by revealing some of his favorite opening lines from theater. That's ahead on Ozarks at Large. And if you'd like to learn more about Arts Live Theater, you can go to their website, artslivetheater.com.